Oh my gosh, back at it again. That's right, it's time for another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. Wanted to do something a little different, something I haven't done since season one. You know what that is? Oh yeah, it's time. It's time for another edition of Ask Chris. Wanted to do something to allow you to ask me some questions, to interact with me, to hear some of my personal stories, to hear some answers to some questions you may have wanted to ask. So with that being said, you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. We're about to have a little bit of fun today. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. I missed y'all so much. Been back in the swing of things with teaching. Taught my first session. Well, co-taught my first session in almost 2 years, a few weeks ago, and then solo taught this past week. Which was really exciting. God is amazing, and you know, and I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to pour into the lives of young people. So that has really had my attention the last few weeks. So really haven't really thought much about podcasting. Thought about it, but not deeply and critically. So I wanted to come back with something a little fun, a little entertaining. And what better way to do that than what we're doing today with Volume 2 of Ask Chris. I haven't done this since Season 1, where I gave y'all and I gave everybody an opportunity to send in questions and give my opinion was, or here, you know, what I thought about something was, or what my favorite something was. So today, we're going to take a little time, and we got 21 questions. And let's rock with me here. This is going to, brace yourself. This is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to be shocked by a few of my answers. So with that being said, hey, one thing I just want to know. If this is your first time or your first time, or a long time. It's my first time in a long time too. Welcome and welcome back. I pray that I speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be three things on this podcast and in life. That is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray within those three pillars of this show and my life that I say something that supercharges you, that energizes you, that affirms you, that causes you to say, enough is enough. I hope that I say something today that causes you to want to break any generational curses that are on your life or in the life of your bloodline. I pray that I say something that helps you break chains today. And I promise to be one thing, and say it with me if you've been with me since I've started saying this. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, welcome, and welcome back if it's your first time or your first time in a long time. Okay, let's get to these questions, and boy, they are some great questions. Again, thank you to all of you who took the time to send me a few questions today. Well, not today, but in the last few days. So here we go. Showtime. Let me get to them really quickly. Hope you guys have been having a great month of October. I know I have. And this is filler until I get my questions up. But I hope you guys have been having a great October. And being safe, it's starting to get cool again. With that the first few weeks of October, it's summer, was just trying to hold on, wasn't it? I can't even believe it's going to be November next week. This is, wow. The year is going by super fast. But we're here. Here we go. All right, first question. How did you become a coach? Well, as you guys know, I coach basketball, but I also coach tennis. So I will answer this question in two parts. I started coaching basketball. Well, actually, let's roll it back to when I played basketball. I actually had a coach, shout out to Coach George Hunter, when I was in middle school. In high school, he would he kind of had an idea that, after high school was over, I was gonna play basketball in college. Well, one, because I was just a basic player. It wasn't anything spectacular to me, and two, I'm 5'5". Well, at the time, I was 5'3", 5'4", still kind of growing. So I had to be, in order to play basketball in college at my height, you had to be spectacular. You had to be able to dunk. You had to be able to do it all at my height, at the time. And so he kind of saw that, their playing side of things were going to subside. So he kind of took me under his wing and really showed me kind of how to coach, what coaching looks like. And then also having mentors around me, like legendary coach William McKinney, who coached at Afrocentric. Shout out to Coach McKinney. He's won seven or eight state titles. He's won numerous regional titles, numerous district titles. He's won the league championship year after year after year. Anytime you hear about a anytime you hear about Will McKinney and Afrocentric basketball, you know it's going to be an amazing thing. On the girls' side, same thing. On the boys' side, had being around Coach Michael Bates, who coaches the boys' team, always been a threat in the state tournament, has been to the Final Four several times, has been to the state championship several times, has won district titles, regional titles, has been to the city, has produced some amazing athletes on both sides of the ball. I mean both sides. I mean on both the girls. Well, Afrocentric has produced some great athletes on the boys and girls side of basketball, and so being around them and it's getting that opportunity to see what they do, see how they run programs, and also having the opportunity to be around Coach Chris Holtman, and just really giving an opportunity to watch a practice of his, and just him. I want him to know that, like, from a distance, he totally has been a mentor to me on how to run a program. Just so many others that I could name. But I really got into coach. I started coaching in 2014, 2013, 2014, around that time. I was a young coach, so 24, 25 years old. Was an assistant high school coach for 2 years, and then also did some camps in between that. Became a head coach in 2017. Was a head coach at a school here for 3 years, and really helped tried to help the program as much as I could. And with the de well, helped with the develop tried to help develop the kids and make them, better players, but also better leaders as well. And I'm proud of each and every kid that I've helped in the past several years to become something amazing. I got a few kids that are playing high school ball right now. I got a kid who's a few kids that are D1 recruits for football. They're great basketball players, but they're amazing football players as well. But to know I had an impact on them has been amazing. And now I'm a coach for I'm a kind of I do COBA, which is like little league, like the little kids basketball. So having an opportunity to coach kids from 3rd grade on up, it's pretty cool. And also I coach AAU, and I also do some developmental stuff, but that's enough for basketball. That's how I got into that. Just being able to watch and being taught and being brought under somebody's wing was really cool. How did I get into tennis? I've been playing tennis. How did I get into coaching tennis? I started playing tennis at the age of 11 or 12. And it was I left the game for almost a decade and a half, which it's not something I should have done. I kind of beat myself up to this day about that. That if I would have honestly stuck with tennis, I think I would have played tennis in college. I would have wanted to play tennis in college. I think I should have stuck with it and then been able to say, hey, either I want to coach or I want to try the pro circuit. But, the thing is, things happen for a reason. We all make some goofy decisions in our lives. I know I make some from time to time, but it's okay. I'm glad to be back in the sport now. But shout out to Coach Ed Amos and Wolf Park Tennis Association for what they do, who they are. He's been an integral part in my life as well. And I'm honored to be a coach, one of his coaches, and learning how to be a coach as well, so I can coach in high school. I want to be a multi-sport coach. So that's how I got into it. Been playing tennis for about 20 years now, off and on. So there you go. All right, next question. I know I rambled on and on, so we're gonna keep it moving. All right, question number two. What's it like being a black man in America? Deep one. It's tough. But even in the midst of, the stigmas, being treated as a monolith, being treated as a monolith, having that idea of people having the idea that, one means all. You have to keep pressing. You have to keep pushing, and you have to keep growing. And so being a black man in America can be, man, it's taxing. But because it's so much you're trying to deal with day after day after day. I can't say it enough, that, we have to keep pushing for, we have to keep pushing for greater. I mean, there are people that don't want us to see, don't want us to see us, don't want to see us be great, or want us, don't want us to see us do anything positive. And so we'll keep doing that regardless to that fact. And so, and again, I did something this year in the last couple of years, and it's, this answer can be kind of hard to give at times, for me, because I know I'm speaking for myself. It's tough, but in the last year or two, I've really taken the time to really heal and learn how to feel emotion, and learn how to say a talk about what I feel when something goes on. Whereas I felt like I was numb to some situations that were going on. And so in the last couple of years, it's allowed me to really put everything in perspective and go, man, this sucks. It's allowed me to cry. It's allowed me to be angry. It's allowed me to be frustrated. It's allowed me to speak out in my own way. And so, with that, what does it mean to be a black man? And how does it feel to be a black man in America? It can be tough at times, but even in the tough times, I push. And we all should, in spite of it all, because we've been through so much, but it is, we've persevered, or at least tried to, and we will continue to keep trying. So there it is. That is what it feels like. Man, that was a deep question. That's why it was taking me a while to get through it. How's the dating scene for a believer? Well, I think the toughest thing about that is temptation sometimes. Temptation. That's the toughest thing about dating, being a Christian, being a follower of Christ, is sometimes temptation can be things like that can be, stuff like that can be very enticing, and it's hard to kind of, it, for some people, I know for me, it's become a little easier, but, resisting the urge or resisting temptation to do something that you're not ready for, connect, trying to fix people that don't want to be fixed, because you see people's heart, you don't really, I don't know how to answer that outside of the hardest part of being temptation. Hardest part is temptation, and hardest part is, trying to not try to fix everybody that you want to date. That's hard. But yeah, you fight through it. You definitely fight through it. All right, number four. What would you like to achieve in life that will benefit your community? Well, what I'm doing right now, mainly, I'm meshing a lot of things, with, digital media, digital content, sports, mentoring, teaching. I have some things that I want to do in the long run. The bigger that involves a bigger picture and some a lot of work. That I really don't want to say much about at the moment, but I am currently trying to work on that as we speak. But one of the things that's really helping kids in the inner city to do some things. I'll put it like this. One of the biggest things I want to do is I want to teach kids how to do sports media. So having the opportunity to to do sports casting and be able to film games and do social media content and run social media pages for the school's athletic programs, to be able to do graphic design, to be able to, to announce a game, that's one of the pieces that I want to do, is to be able to have a sports media department at certain schools and being able to teach them how to do it, but also being able to connect with sportscasters and different people around the city and around the country to come in and teach the kids how to do these things. That's one of the big things I want to do. And we'll whatever it takes, but also I want to help athletic programs, remodel and rebuild their facilities, football locker rooms, gyms, basketball locker rooms, whatever it takes. That's what I want to do. So these kids have an opportunity to see what it would be like after high school. A lot of kids want to play, a sport in college. And, it'd be good to give them that college experience, with the locker rooms and being able to, have hydrotherapy, maybe not hydrotherapy rooms, because, people play too much. Having that experience in general. So, well, there's a couple of things that I want to do, but there's some even bigger things that I want to do even further. Where do you see the podcast going in the next 5 years? Well, we're starting that now, being able to do video podcasting. Having the opportunity to do that will be really cool. In the next year or so, being able to do that and being able to do some streaming of some sort, and also being able to, I want to really expand out into actually having a show someday. That would be really, really cool. Like an actual TV show someday. That would be just absolutely, absolutely amazing. But I see that in the next 5 years. Also, traveling and touring and going to schools and talking to kids and talking to students and talking to adults if they need it. You know, just about and taking this podcast and everything that I've done with it around the country. That'd be so cool to do that. And I just want to do ministry. I want this to be a ministry. I want this to be something that helps people heal. This is ministry to me. I love doing this. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to take this thing across the country and around the world if we have to. All right. Here we go. We have a bunch more questions. We're going to run through these very, very quickly. If you could go back to any time period in your life, where would it be and why? This is a hard question to answer because without those situations, without those periods in time that I had, I would not be where I am. I would not be the person that I am. I think a lot of things would be altered. But if I had to go back to any time, it'd probably be high school. It'd probably be high school. I would have made some better decisions. I would not have connected with a bunch of people, with certain people. I wouldn't have had crushes on certain people. I would have done a lot better. And if I could go back even further, I think I would have gone back to middle school as well. I think I would have done some things a lot differently. Not connected with a few people. Not had a crush on someone or two. I would have, because those crushes caused me to lose focus on what I should have been doing. And I think I would have did. I also would have stuck with tennis again. Probably still would have played basketball, but tennis definitely would have been the thing I would have stuck with and played, and probably went to a different school. If that would have happened, I probably would have went to a different school, which would have been a bit difficult because I love the school that I went to. Or I would have stuck with the school I was at and just played tennis coming out of there, which would have been pretty cool and whatnot. But I would have said high school. I know that was a roundabout way to say high school and middle school, but definitely would have gone back to high school. All right. Celebrity crush. Ooh, I really don't want to say it. I really don't want to say it because I'm not trying to get judged for liking her. You know, I already know it. I can already tell what the comments are going to be. but and I'm not going to. So, because I told a friend of mine that I liked her. Excuse me, I liked her, and she just, you like, oh my gosh, you like her, oh my gosh, she's such and such and so, I ain't throwing no shade, but, but if anybody, I wouldn't say she's a, let me see, man, this is tough, because I have a couple of them, but she's one of the main ones. Wow, celebrity crush. I got it. That's easy. Kelly Rowland. I liked Kelly Rowland back in the day. She did. That's celebrity crush for sure. Kelly Rowland. And then Kelly Rowland. Should I say it, y'all? I'm gonna say it. I had a crush on Chinese Kitty, Taylor Hing. Oh, I'm gonna get judged for that. I don't know why I had a crush on her. That was my celebrity crush. I don't know if it's she's pretty. She's pretty. But definitely Kelly Rowland. Tabria Majors. Definitely Tabria Majors for sure. That's, come on, it's Tabria Majors. Definitely like Tabria Majors. That's, if anybody, that's definitely my celebrity crush right there is Tabria Majors. So yeah, there we go. Boy, that one, that Taylor Hang Chinese Kitty one's gonna get completely judged, and it's not because of BBL or she, her body or anything like that. It's definitely not that. She's pretty. She's pretty before that. She's pretty now. So, but Tabria Majors, Kelly Rowland, and that's Taylor Hing. Oh, gosh. Chinese Kitty. Oh, wow. Okay, moving on. What was your favorite subject in school? Definitely history. History. Loved it. Just learning about the history of the world, history of this nation, but most importantly, Black history. Just absolutely loved it, which it upsets me that people are working so hard to try to erase the teaching of a period of history. Learning about history will make you uncomfortable. That's what it's supposed to do, especially when it is about something that was very traumatic. It's very tiring, very taxing, very painful. It's supposed to make you uncomfortable. And I personally don't mind learning about history. One of my favorite things about history to learn is really mainly, you know, sports history and Black history. I want to learn about the sports I played in the Pioneers, but also want to learn about the pioneers of my culture, of my people. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to have the opportunities that I'd have now. And thank God for those trailblazers and those pioneers that we get to learn about. And so it troubles me that people are fighting so hard to erase the teaching of history to the next generation. So again, history is my favorite subject. I said what I said on that one too. What is your idea of a perfect date? Idea of a perfect date is just honestly just being with the one that you care about, being with the one I absolutely dearly care about. I don't care what we do. We could just get ice cream cones and sit by the waterfront and just, you know, watch people bike and, you know, people watch or we could, you know, ride the rental bikes down through the city or, you know, going to a nice dinner at a really nice restaurant. Doesn't really matter. My perfect day to be with the one that I'm so glad to be, you know, that's happy to be with me and I'm happy to be with them and we're all at one accord. So lady, if you're out there, just know that a perfect date would be the perfect date with you. Here we go. What song, album, or playlist is getting the most plays by you? Oh, I'll tell you a song that's really getting plays by me. There's this artist, his name is Buju. He has a song called Testimony. That song has been getting played constantly. And then I have a playlist that's, you know, a bunch of artists. It's got Wizkid, it's got Tim's, it's got Buju, it's got Basket Mouth, it's got a bunch of people on here that I really just started listening to and appreciating this playlist. It's got some bangers on here. It's the Afro Soul mix on Apple Music. If you have not listened to the Afro Soul mix on Apple Music, I encourage you to listen to it. But that's one that I've been listening to a lot of as of recent. Also, Lucky Day has a song called Over, and the reason why I like that song is because he sampled Half Crazy, and Half Crazy is one of my favorite Music Soul Child songs. So it just fits the theme of what he's talking about, you know, with Music Soul Child saying my mind's going half crazy because I can't leave you alone, and Lucky Day is talking about, you know, I thought it was over, but you keep calling me back. Just they all fit together. A few other songs, All of My Help by Ricky Dillard, major playtime. Any Day Now by Vincent Bohannon and Sound of Victory. So Will I by Cross Worship. Shout out to Osby Berry on that one. Shout out to Vincent Bohannon and Sound of Victory and Victorious Army, who I got the chance to be in service with and in see them in concert. Just a little less than a month ago. Well, just short of a month ago. So shout out to Pastor Vincent Bohannon and Sound of Victory and Victorious Army. So those are getting a lot of plays as of recent, and then really been bumping Fuller In 2. Wale. It's a great album, man. Shout out to Wale on that one. And then, but those have been getting a lot of plays as of recent. And also my buddy Tanika Keshe. She's putting out bangs. She puts out music that has been amazing. Matter of fact, her music, one of her songs, is the theme song to my show. And again, I thank her for allowing me to have the opportunity to use that as my intro music. So, there it is. All right, got to move fast. Got to move fast. We don't have a lot of time. What is the best thing about teaching? The opportunity to pour into the next generation, to, share my heart, to be transparent, to be a person that, you know, has gone through something and doesn't want to be stingy about the experience, because you never know who's going through the same thing that you're going through at the same time. So the opportunity to pour into the lives of those who are currently fighting through a storm and don't know the way out. So that's the exciting thing about teaching, is, you know, just being a mentor, being a voice for those who need it. What is the coolest gift you've ever received? I've received several really cool gifts. One of them being something I got last year. Shout out to, I got a championship ring because, you know, I'm a soccer fan, so I got a replica championship ring. So that was really, really cool. That joker don't come out the house very often, but when it does, I wear it proudly. That's one cool gift. I got that in the last year, but, you know, so many other things. The opportunity to be in some rooms and be in some different spaces, that and those are some cool gifts. I've gotten so many things, man. Like, it's so hard to really pinpoint that one amazing gift out, because everything that I get has been useful, has been amazing, or has been really, really cool. So I gotta say that's one that has been one that I've enjoyed greatly. All right. What is a new skill you've learned this year? Learning photography. Learning how to take pictures in certain settings, taking pictures with concert lighting, just being able to learn how to edit pictures and being able to learn a new medium mean and mode of digital content. So we're going to be jumping on that real soon. Look out for that I got some stuff in the bag that I'm ready to release. I got some stuff that I'm just ready to just do. I'm excited. So that's one. What is one thing that you got made fun of before but is now in? Y'all should know me. And if you follow me on Twitter, I say it all the time. I am a proud member of the Big Fine Lovers Club. I used to get made fun of for liking thicker women. Bigger women. They made fun of me for that. My family made fun of me for that. But I stuck to my guns. I promise you that. And ain't no way I'm giving up on them. Ain't no way I'm giving up on them. So it's in, but then for some, it's not, because there are so many people that still continue to body shame, which I hate. I hate it so much. You body shame people for being, you know, too thick. You body shame people for having wide hips. You body shame people for, you know, for not being tall enough, not being short enough, being too short, being too tall, for being too skinny. We live in a day and age where people are shamed for something that they oftentimes can't even control. And so that has to stop. But that's something that I used to get made fun of by a lot of people, including family, was liking thicker women. And I still do. And I forever will. And stop playing with me. All right. Gotta stick up for him. What is a guilty pleasure? Gummy worms. Gummy worms are a guilty pleasure. And cherry Dr. Pepper. Guilty pleasures. Those are definitely guilty pleasures of mine. But gummy worms help me with anxiety, because it causes me to, you know, not really think about what's going on mentally. Gummy worms. Who would you consider a hero? I got a few of them. Of course, Coach Tim Brown, who is the reason why I have a podcast, and the reason why I teach, and the reason why I want to write books and do so many other things. That's what I would consider a hero. And I've got so many other coaches. You heard me mention George Hunter. Of course, Ted Dillard. Both coaches at Afrocentric, but Coach Bates and Coach McKinney. Coach Chris Holtman at Ohio State. Ed Amos, who's my, who's helping me learn how to become a tennis coach. Just heroes. You know, those are people that I look up to, and they that are really integral parts in my life, both directly and indirectly. What would you tell 12-year-old you? Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Do your work. This would be sixth grade me right here. Stay focused. As much as you know, you're excited about middle school, stay focused. It's a different opportunity. It's a different thing. It's a different situation. You're not being coddled anymore. This is what high school is going to be like. They're not going to hold your hand through this. You actually got to do the work. Stop worrying about playing basketball or anything like that, or any sports. And stop trying to talk to that girl. She don't like you. She don't like you like that. Just stop. Stay focused on the work that you're doing. That's your best bet. If you do that, you'll be in better shape. You'll be in great shape. So stay focused, goofball, and stop giving your fans, you know, and learn how. And also, here's a big thing. Learn about your emotions now. You're not a crybaby for feeling the way that you feel. You're not a sissy for, you know, expressing how you feel about a certain situation. And start healing now. And start looking deep into yourself and seeing what's going on, and don't allow anybody to tell you that you're too deep for doing it as well. So that's what I would tell 12-year-old me. All right, we are getting down to the last few questions here. Would you consider yourself introverted or extroverted? Neither. I'm an ambivert. So I'm in the middle. So I am both introverted and extroverted. I love being around people. I love the company of people, but at the same time, I just want you to go away. I love, interacting with people, but sometimes it's like it can be overwhelming. And sometimes I just like to be with myself. Yeah, I am an ambivert for sure. All right, and final question. Wow, we're finally at the final question. What is your favorite restaurant? I have a couple. Marcella's, it's one of my favorite restaurants. I like Italian food, and it's authentic Italian food. I gotta say, Lan Viet Market, it's Vietnamese, and I love me a good bowl of pho. And with the weather and the temperature going down, with the temperature lowering, as days go by, a good bowl of pho is would be amazing right now. I think I'm gonna get some sometime this weekend. But I gotta say, yeah, Lan Viet Market, Marcella's, and wow. Ooh, excuse me. Trying to think. I will stick with those. Lan Viet Market and Marcella's are my favorite places. I've got so many other places that I need to try and want to try and have to try. But I have to be careful because I got a few family members that are allergic to seafood, shellfish, all that stuff. And so I really try not to eat a lot of seafood. So, because of that. Yeah, Marcellus and Lan Viet Market. So, with that being said, boom. That is another edition of Ask Chris. That is volume two of Ask Chris. Thank you again to all of you who sent your questions in. I'm sure there were a lot more, and maybe in the near future, maybe we will do another Ask Chris. But with that being said, thank you for joining the 2-2 podcast today. We will see you. I will see you next week because we're going to get back on a more consistent schedule starting next week. We are going to talk about family. I know I keep saying it. And I know I keep taking gaps in time, but hey, things happen. So we had to call for come for some things. Sometimes things call for audibles, so we had to do that as well. So with that being said, thank you again for joining me here on the 2-2 podcast. We'll see you next Thursday as we start our new series entitled "Family Matters." See you soon, folks. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.